And, you know, it all starts with number 25, with Jamal Charles. Jamal does a great job of leading in the meeting room, and I know he's not physically out here, but he does a great job of providing leadership. We do a lot of communicating in our meeting rooms, and it's a great chemistry and a great vibe that we have.
Does he need to get back at any sort of time, or is it just you just make sure he's 100% before he's back?
Well, first and foremost, obviously, you know, Rick and him, they're on their, that schedule, and like I said, when he's ready, he'll be ready. So whenever they make that timetable, they'll have that decision down, and we'll go from there.
What are the capabilities? What are the goals of this offense? What can it achieve this year, you think?
Well, you know, right now, more than anything, we just want to improve right now at this point in time. There's some little things that we're working on from last year that we want to improve upon, and obviously we're tweaking a few things, but at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is now. We'll worry about when the season comes, when that happens, but we want to take care of the little things that we can improve upon on a day-to-day basis in OTAs.
Just talk a little bit about your group and how they're coming together.
You know what? They're working hard. And one thing they do, they show up. They don't take anything for granted. They're doing an outstanding job in the weight room with Coach Rube. They're doing a great job in the meeting rooms where we're conducting our team meetings. They're doing a great job with special teams. And so I can't complain. You know, these guys come out, they work hard. They understand what discipline means. And then they just come out and detail their work each and every day.